How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is June 13th, 2012 here at figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com. We have a very special guest today. We're joined by Joe Park, Esquire of TNA Impact Wrestling, who had his first wrestling match this past Sunday night at Slammiversary and was, in fact, victorious over Bully Ray. And Mr. Park, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. It's such a fantastic moment to be on with you. You know, I had my first wrestling match on Sunday, and you are officially my first wrestling interview ever. So this is kind of a gigantic moment for me on many fronts.
I'd heard that this was your first media interview. I saw that on your Twitter. And since you brought it up, let's talk a little bit about your wrestling career. First off, what are your thoughts on getting in the ring and actually getting a victory over Bully Ray on Sunday? Did you think going in that there was any chance of this happening?
You know, Brian, being an intelligent person like you are and like I am here, I had no idea that I could possibly win that match. I'd never been in a wrestling match in my entire life. I've never been in a wrestling ring. Heck, I've never even been in a fight until Sunday. So to be in there with somebody the likes of Bully Ray, and we all know what his deal is, to fight him, you know, I was scared beyond belief, nervous on many fronts. I still don't know how the whole thing happened. I've been told stuff, and I've seen videotape replay of what actually happened. But to gain the victory over Bully Ray was a great moment in my life. I put it right up there with the day that I graduated law school.
Now, you have had your first victory, and I presume you're going to be on Impact Wrestling on Thursday night on Spike TV, the new live series over the summer here. And have you given much thought in the past couple of days to future wrestling matches? Has the bug bit you, or are you still 100% committed to law?
Well, let's back up a little bit here, Brian. I mean, it was one victory. It was one contest, one fight. As we all know, I did have a helping hand, so to speak, by my brother Chris. You know who he is, Abyss. That helped me gain that victory. You know, I am not a wrestler. I'm not a fighter. I'm an attorney. I have a very successful law practice in the Chicago, Illinois area, and I plan on doing that. That's where I'm actually at right now, preparing a couple briefs and a couple motions for this week, but who knows? You know, I would like to come back to Impact Wrestling, if for nothing else, just to thank Impact Wrestling officials, Hulk Hogan, Dixie Carter, for allowing me to defend the honor of my brother Chris in this whole thing.
Now, those of us that have watched wrestling for a long time know a lot about your brother, but we don't know a lot about you. And obviously, Abyss he's had his ups and downs in his wrestling career. He's won a lot of championships. He's done some good deeds and some bad deeds. How exactly did your path split when you were young? You obviously ended up a straight-laced fellow, went to law school, and your brother took a widely different path. When did you realize he was going to go into this this pro wrestling?
Well, I got to tell you, my whole life, our whole lives, me being a little brother, I kind of came up admiring my brother Chris. He was an athlete throughout his whole life, and I began to think that something may be awry with him when he used to light the toy soldiers on fire and watch them burn and melt. I suspected then that he had a bit of a masochistic side to him, and as we've seen, that has obviously flourished over the years in Impact and in TNA. But you know, as children, we got along fantastic. We got along good, and we drifted apart over the years, of course. And I hadn't seen him in the past couple of years until I showed up on Impact Wrestling to search him out and to find out what exactly had happened to him at the hands of Bully Ray.
Now, when you guys were growing up as the older brother, did he hand you your fair share of beatings?
There were a few altercations, so to speak, over the years, a few disagreements, but we kept our brotherly relationship intact. We just drifted off over the years. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Brian. I mean, you've known you know this business inside and out, and you've known my brother. He's done some pretty crazy stuff over the years, and I'll be the first to say, you know, he's not the most stable guy in the world. He's not the most he's not the most savvy person in the world. He's a bit primitive, but he is a very, very dangerous man, and you know, he is my brother. So over the years, I've seen a lot, and I've experienced a lot with him. A lot of the stuff he did at Impact Wrestling, I didn't see, obviously, but I watched on tape, and it was jaw-dropping and pretty awe-inspiring to watch some of the stuff that he was willing to do to himself and to others.
Now, is he like 2-3 years older, would you say?
He's about 3 years older, that's correct. So, you know, like I said, we're basically about the same age. So, you know, like I said, we were very close as children, you know, and things kind of drifted apart as Chris kind of drifted apart.
Now, when you were, say, 8 years old and your brother was 11, was wrestling something? I mean, did he watch wrestling as a child and always wanted to do it? Or do you remember a time where, for example, he wanted to be like a chemist or an astronomer or something like that?
No, there was no time that the chemistry or astronomy ever really came into my brother's interest. I, of course, knew at the very ripe age of about 8 or 9 that I wanted to be some kind of law. I wanted to seek truth and justice. So, you know, I concentrated on the books and hit the school and really studied. You know, he was out back throwing himself off of the garage and doing some other stuff detrimental to his body. So we definitely took some different paths throughout the years, there's no doubt about it.
Now, the match on Sunday, it was pretty clear that you'd not done a lot of wrestling. As you noted, it was your first ever match and had never really even been in a fight. But, you know, you had a track suit and you moved around all right. Did you do sports growing up?
You know, I was not much of an athlete at all growing up, Brian. I basically, you know, chose, like I said, to invest myself in my law career and my law practice, and things are going very successful right now at Park & Associates here up in Chicago. What was your exact question again, Brian? I kind of lost you there.
If you did any sports growing up.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, I wasn't much of an athlete. I threw a little bit of shot put in law school. Placed 37th in the NCAA the my senior year, which was probably the high mark of my athletic career. You know, I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I'm very, very, very busy with my law practice, and there are times where I'll just go ahead and throw my armor all on and then run down to the athletic club and do a little cardio with the boys. But that's about it as far as the athletic prowess of Joseph Park.
Now, your brother had a match in January at the Genesis pay-per-view, January 8th, and he was violently attacked by Bully Ray afterwards, as of course you're well aware. And you made your first appearance on Impact Wrestling on March 8th, so a full 2 months had passed. And tell us a little bit about the time between the disappearance and your investigation. I would presume that when you have a brother like Abyss, sometimes he just vanishes for extended periods of time. So was it a case of you just weren't concerned until 2 full months had passed?
You know, Brian, that's a very good point, very astute point on your part. You know, after my brother was accosted by Bully Ray, I did not know for sure. Obviously, there were clues. There were some rumors, but my brother has gone missing before for a few weeks. But when it hit that 2 month mark, and I hadn't seen my brother Abyss popping up on Impact Wrestling on Spike TV, I began to wonder, you know, just where was he? What was he doing? What had happened to him? And I started to investigate, as you know, and so forth, and started to ask some questions. And I was able to pinpoint and lock it down onto Bully Ray as the person that was responsible, you know, for his disappearance.
Now, in your law firm, do you normally hit the road to do investigations such as the one that you engaged in with your brother, or was this kind of a first time thing? Of man, I don't know where this guy is, but I got this. You know, I got some extra miles here. I'm gonna head down there and see what I can see.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. I travel an awful lot for my law practice, Brian. I mean, I'm constantly on the road taking depositions from folks, constantly on the road interviewing potential witnesses and so forth. You know, my practice is very, very, very lucrative. I don't mind telling you that. Right now, I've worked very, very hard to attain where I'm at. You know, I was able to go out and purchase myself the sports car that I always wanted. And I know what you know what that's like, Brian, to be able to do stuff. I wanted to ask you. I had heard that you were looking into getting some gold boat or something. I wanted to see, were you able to get that gold boat?
I haven't yet. My business is not quite as lucrative as your law firm, it appears, right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, Brian, I like you already, and, you know, if there's anything we can do to help you out at Park & Associates, we'd be more than happy to help you attain your goal of receiving that gold boat that you always wanted.
Now, speaking of Park & Associates, on that subject, I don't actually have anything that I would need an attorney for yet. You never know when things might come up, but is there any particular case that that you look back on and you just go, wow, I am really proud to have handled this situation here, or is it just so many cases you work on a daily basis that nothing really sticks out as a moment of pride?
You know, Sunday was a great moment of pride. Obviously, that wasn't an illegal courtroom, but that was a great moment of pride. You know, I've had a few other cases in my life that really affected me and then kind of skyrocketed me to the top of my industry right now. And Zeller versus Kellerman. I'm sure you're aware of that case
sure.
Up in Wisconsin last year. I was a decisive winner, and going into it, no one thought that our law firm could win that case, and we won it convincingly, and it pretty much propelled Park & Associates to one of the top legal retainers in the Illinois area.
Now, what did you think when you first went to Impact Wrestling and you started meeting the guys? The wrestling business is full of colorful characters, as you're now fully aware.
Who are they? Is it?
Yeah,
you
came up with your brother, though, so I'm sure that you had some sort of inkling of the kind of person that gets into this business. Who were some of the people that that really helped you out, and who were some of the people, like Gunner, for example, that were just kind of a wall?
Yeah, you know, that Gunner fella, he seems to kind of have a bit of an attitude problem. Perhaps needs an attitude adjustment. I am not one to judge or determine that, but I would I know if he worked for my law firm that he would definitely be disciplined in a little bit different way. But that's neither here nor there, Brian. I spoke with a lot of great people at Impact Wrestling. I got to speak to the president, Dixie Carter, and feel what kind of person she is, and just enjoyed speaking with her. And she didn't have much insight, but there were others that had a lot of insight. I know Eric Young had an awful lot of insight. He was the one that originally pointed me in the direction of Immortal to begin with. There were others there as well. Meeting that AJ Styles guy, after seeing him for the last 10 years and watching the incredible feats of athleticism that man was able to pull off, it was nice to finally meet him. And I know that he and my brother Chris had a lot of intense battles over the years in TNA, so it was nice to kind of put a name with a face and get to speak with him. But overall, the overall feel at TNA Wrestling, I was made to feel at home, and it was just a great atmosphere to be in. And I'm looking forward to getting back there and thanking all those folks.
Were you given a standing ovation Sunday after your match?
You know, I was, and that was one of the most shocking things ever. I mean, here's an attorney, a guy that's never wrestled, and these are wrestling fans that have paid their hard-earned money, Brian, to come down and watch the 10-year anniversary of this company, a company that nobody thought would be around after 1 year, let alone 2 years, let alone three, and here we are Sunday. We just, TNA Impact, I say we, but I shouldn't say, I'm already starting to feel a part of this company, Brian, but the 10-year anniversary, to feel that, and to be there with all those fans that supported the Impact over the years, for them to stand up and give me an ovation, a man that they've barely known, they barely ever met, really haven't had a chance to attach to yet, and to give me that standing ovation was quite heartwarming, to say the least.
Now, before we go today, I know this is kind of potentially an uncomfortable line of questioning here, but those of us that have watched Impact Wrestling for a long time kind of maybe want to get some stories straight, if you'd care to speak of it. Your childhood, your brother, many years ago, it was revealed that your mother allegedly shot your father three times, and your brother took the blame for this to protect her and went to prison for a while, if I recall this this story correctly. And I don't know if you have any memories of the situation, or if there's any clarification you'd like to make, or just kind of thoughts on what was probably a rough period in your childhood.
You know, Brian, I really don't want to get too much into that. That's a pretty emotional time in my life. I will say this. I was not privy to most of that situation, as at the time I had already moved on to a boarding school and was basically out of the home. But I will say that there are rumors and there are speculation, and there's been stuff put out there on television about what happened between my father and my mother and so forth. And, you know, obviously that's a little close to home, and I really don't want to talk about that much. I will say I have a very, very loving mother, and I love her very much with all my heart. And there have been issues within our family, to say the least. But our family, I believe our family is strong right now. Look at what Chris went and did for me on Sunday at that Slammiversary. So I don't think there's any doubt that the family is as tight knit as it ever has been, no matter what the circumstances that it's gone through.
Well, Joe, I want to wish you best of luck tomorrow. Hopefully everything works out all right. I would suspect that Bully is probably not going to be in the best of moods tomorrow night, but you got a lot of friends around you now in Impact Wrestling. I wanted to make sure you have a chance to plug your Twitter. For those of you listening right now that have not followed Joe's Twitter, he does update it rather regularly, in fact. And Joe, go ahead and plug that and talk a little bit, I guess, about the help that some of your followers have given you over the last several months.
I will do that. I actually just had an update handed to me here by my assistant on my Twitter account. I was just looking it over. It's just incredible followers. The people that I thought when I opened this up that I would get a few hundred people that would join and help me find my brother Chris Abyss. Wow. I mean, it's over. I think we're over 8,000 people so far. So we really appreciate the support at Park and Associates. I personally appreciate the support. The Twitter address is Joseph Park _ ESQ for Esquire. We would appreciate any followers we can and so forth. And any more information, anybody that needs an attorney or needs represented can feel free to tweet me on that as well. Brian, you know as well as I do that it's all about the people around you and assistants. And I know you have a great one there and a great partner there in Vinny. And I've actually been told that he looks an awful lot like me. Is that correct?
I was astonished at not only the similarities between the two of you and your physical appearance, but your technique within the wrestling ring as well.
Well, you mean Vinny has technique in the ring?
Well, he tries very hard.
Does he? Well, you know what? I can appreciate that from a guy who's basically a rookie in this great wrestling business that we're in. And I know what it's like to have good people around you. So, anytime, I always looking for a new good assistance, Brian. And anytime that you and you and or Vinny want to come on down and check out the law firm and come enjoy the day at our offices, we would be more than happy to entertain that and have you as our guest here at Park & Associates.
Well, I very much appreciate that, and I very much appreciate you coming on the show today. I want to congratulate you again on the win on Sunday and wish you the best of luck on Impact, which is going to be airing live tomorrow night on Spike TV, as it does every week, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific, or 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry. Don't want to screw that up here. But
if I don't mean to cut you off there, but can I just please say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know just how good my investigative team is here at Park & Associates, and I wanted to let you know that we heard rumblings that it was your birthday yesterday.
That is correct. It was my birthday yesterday.
Well, if I could, I'm going to try and gather around what interns and what assistants I can here over at this law firm. We would like to sing happy birthday to you over the phone right now, if that's okay.
That would be fine.
Okay, everybody, we'll gather some folks around here. Hold on 1 second, and we'll start it on 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
Yay!
All right, all right.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Park. And thank all of your...
You're welcome, Brian. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. And thanks very much to everybody at the law firm out there as well. If anybody's listening and you need legal advice, the Park & Associates out in Chicago is the place to go. And Joe, thanks again, and best of luck tomorrow night. And of course, thanks everybody for listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.